Carol Ann, what do you think is a good age to start talking to children about money?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I think that you can start almost at any age, as early as kids are interested in it. I've always been surprised at how much kids know even before we think they do, and I think even very young children can really benefit from some discussion about money. I think I first talked to my son, you know, in a more in-depth way about money when he was 5 or 6 years old, when he started to covet very specific things. I think the key is to keep the conversation age-appropriate and relevant to the things that kids understand or care about.
So what do you tell a 6-year-old about money?
I think it's important for children to understand that money is earned and money is a means to get the things that we need and we want. But we as adults also have to really stress that there's lots of things that money can't buy, like health and happiness. And some of the things that kids like the best, like playing outdoors or hanging out with their friends, those things are completely free.
Well, now you have kids yourself. Tell me what you tell them about money.
We've had many conversations, John. I've told them that they are lucky that we have enough money to have the things that we need and sometimes the things that we want. I try to, on a pretty regular basis, give them some financial decision-making power by letting them choose between things. So maybe, you know, is it going to be a coloring book today or is it going to be an ice cream cone? So they feel like they've had some power in that process. We have a tradition in our family. We regularly take the spare change that they save to the local bank, and we use the coin counter. And then when we get the cash from that, I let them spend a portion of it, and then they have to take another portion of it and save it, and another portion of it we give to charity, which usually means just walking across the street to the soup kitchen or a church in our neighborhood. But I feel like it's given them a very good sense of the different things that money can be used for, not just to get things in the immediate, but to save for things long term and to help other people.
I think that's great. Now, you know, we're in an economic recession. Does it add to the stress to talk about money problems with children? I know all of us are experiencing instances where we must tighten our belts.
You know, as I was saying before, I really think that our kids usually know so much more than we realize about adult topics. So if we are stressed out about money, they are almost undoubtedly sensing that. They overhear our conversations. They pick up information from the news. And even if we are very careful about monitoring what we say in front of kids, you know, other adults may not be, and other children may not be. So I think we have to start from a baseline that they may very well know more than we think. And so if you understand that, the thing is that kids often imagine something worse than the actual reality. You have to remember that kids may think that if they hear a parent talking about being concerned about getting all the bills paid this month, you know, they may take that and think that it means they're not going to have a roof over their head or they're not going to be able, you know, to have food on the table. They may take it to a different level than actually exists. So it's important, I think, to make sure they understand in a kid-friendly way what the actual reality is. We have to be honest with them, but I think as the parents, we have to also be reassuring so that the kids understand that even if families have to make some different, maybe even difficult choices, they will always be taken care of. And another thing that I've really heard a lot over the years is that an important thing when you talk to kids about things like this is to follow their lead, because you'll get a sense of when they have enough information, and you don't want to overload them with details they don't need or they don't want.